Okay, so today was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Tov Chof Tes, the title of the Siman is She'ein Noiflim HaPneim Kol Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, there's a special thing, you don't do Tachan on Chodesh Nisan. That's the title of the Siman. And then it says, the first halacha under that title is She'ein Mi'ilchis Pesach Kodin LaPesach Shloi Shivyoyim. You start dealing with Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. So, a simple ha'ara, not a tremendous shayla, but a simple ha'ara is, you just said over here, that we're showing Hilchos Pesach, we said the title was, we're talking about Chodesh Nisan. And you're saying that before Pesach, you're starting to learn Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. 30 days before Pesach is in Purim. So the title of the simon is not the right title. Should have been, how do you get prepared to Pesach? Let's say you start with Purim, you have to start preparing. But the title of this shiur is Shein Chodesh Nisan. We talk about Chodesh Nisan. So we talk about Chodesh Nisan. How do you come in over here and say Shloishim Yoyim? Start with the 30 days. How does that fit into Nisan if it's not really Nisan? This is one and one hour. The Shulchan Aruch Rav already asks that we don't find that we have a din of Shloishim Yoyim Kodem Achag. People are not makpin on that. We don't find that people are getting busy with the halachas 3 days before. All the rabbanim and all the kehilas, they do Shabbos HaGadol, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions later. That's when they give all the halachas. But not 30 days before. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us you have a 30 day before. It's coming from the Gemara, as we'll see in a moment. And we don't see there's such a kepeid in it. So Shulchan Aruch already is mayor. What happened with that kepeid? Maybe it has to do with the carbon, maybe not. That's really the Aruch of Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch is referring to, is a Gemara in Pesachit Davavun Pes. The Gemara there brings a machloikis. How long before Pesach do you need to be busy with Hilchos HaPesach? The Gemara tells us, the Vavun Dalav on the bottom. The Gemara says, Shreli Midoshim Hilchos HaPesach Kon HaPesach, Shloishim Yoim, 30 days. Shim Galil Oim Yerushtei Shabbosis, 2 weeks. So machloikis, they have to be a full month, or 2 weeks is, that's enough. Says the Gemara, what's the reason of Tanakama? The Gemara says, it happens to be that we found when Moshe was dealing with Pesach Rishon, so that's when came the Temein and told him, we want to do Pesach Sheni. That's what happened in the Temein. So you see, doing Pesach Rishon is dealing what's going to happen a month later. That's Pesach Sheni. So you see, he's dealing a month earlier. Says Rosh Hashanah, that's not a big riot. Why not? Because it could be when he's dealing with Pesach, they came and asked him a question. What happened with Temein? The Temein came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we want to do Pesach, but we can't. What should we do? So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, don't worry, yeah, you can do Pesach again in a month. But it's something that happened in, that has to do with, it doesn't mean that you have to do it a month earlier. What is Rosh Gamliel's Svara? So the Gemara goes on a whole drasha. Then the Gemara goes on and basically makes it Gzera Shava. It says Gzera Shava that Moshe Rabbeinu gave her the Hira in beginning of Chodesh, the second year, on Pesach, about Pesach. When was that? The Gemara brings Gzera Shava, teaches you was on Rosh Chodesh. Meaning Rosh Chodesh Nisan was 2 weeks before Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with Pesach. So you have a Gzera Shava Mefereshes that tells you that Moshe Rabbeinu gave a Gzera 2 weeks before Pesach. So the Shaila is, if you're giving here a Gzera of 2 weeks before Pesach, that's what happens, means it's a Marach Gzera Shava. The Gzera Shava teaches you that 2 weeks before Pesach, you must deal the Pesach. That's the drosh of Gamliel. You have almost like Zerah Shalom and Fereshes to teach you that when do you deal with Pesach? You deal with Pesach in Rosh Chodesh. So the Mefarshim already ask, or all the Achronim ask, how do Rabbanon answer this question? Rabbanon that tell us that it needs to be, you have to be Darshan in Yilchus Pesach 30 days before Pesach. What are they going to do with the Zerah Shalom and Fereshes? What do they want to do with the Zerah Shalom of Shimon Gamliel? Then he tells us that's not a month before Pesach, it's 2 weeks before Pesach. So they bring the Shiloh, they bring a Shul, deals with the Tzlach. What happened, the Tzlach wants to say something technical, that just so happened to be that Moshe Rabbeinu did not deal with Pesach through Rosh Chodesh, because Shmuel didn't give him the Hira, didn't give him the Mitzvah. So he dealt with it only when he got to Rosh Chodesh, but not before. But it's a little bit of Deichach. What, Chura, you have a Gzera Shava Feresh teaching you this thing, what's going, why is, what Rabbanon will do with this Gzera Shava? So to answer all these questions, I want to say I found something this year, the first time, it's mamash, I think a tremendous chiddush. that it has to do with Haggadah Shel Pesach, and it really answers this idea. In Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say, when the, you have the Arba Bonim, they're talking in the Haggadah, you have the Chacham, you have the Shrasha, the Tom, Sheinu De'Elisha. Sheinu De'Elisha says his Drasha, he has this question, or doesn't ask the question, we have to tell him totally, Apsach Loi, then the Haggadah says, that you need to get to, you have to deal with Pesach Matzah Marah, says the Baal Haggadah, Yochol Mir Rosh Chodesh, could it be that we'll start doing the Gata Labincha from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Says the Gemara, no, you have to do it by Emo, you learn from me, you have to do it after that day. That's what the Haggadah says. So, the Rishonim already asked, why was the Havim to start Rosh Chodesh? You do a Haggadah Shel Pesach in Rosh Chodesh 2 weeks before Pesach? What's that? So Rashi says, there's Pirush Rashi on the Haggadah. So Rashi says, that because Shoya Ayalim V'Doyshim before Pesach, you have to Shoya V'Doyshim Kodim HaChag, you have to do a Drosh before the Chag, so therefore I would think you start from Rosh Chodesh. Because there's a concept, you have to learn the Halachas of Pesach before Pesach, so therefore I would start already from Rosh Chodesh. That's what Rashi says. So the Mefarshim bother with Rashi, what do you mean they have to do it then? But Shoya V'Doyshim is 30 days before the Chag, not 2 weeks before the Chag. So what does Rashi say in the Haggadah? Yochel mir Rosh Chodesh, could it be able to do Haggadah Shel Pesach? He got the Labincha on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why should Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Because Shalim V'Doyshin, Kredim Achag, Milchus Achag. You have to deal with the Halachas of Achag before Pesach. How long before Pesach? 30 days. So why Rosh Chodesh? That's what the first year of Baruch the Rashi. So I found this year the Baal HaNesivis. The Nesivis, Yaakov Miliso, has a Haggadah Shel Pesach. It's called Maise Nisim. And he says the following thing. I'll try to share with the Olam over here on the screen. Let's see if I'm able to do it. Give me 1 second. Share the screen. And we have over here. Here. As Olam see here, the Maase Nisim. This is the Baal HaNesivis. The Baal HaNesivis says the following. Starts here from the second paragraph. V'anir b'yishuv zeh, when I answer this, ki la'asher p'sochim d'rosh v'shirim gamliel mikro shechayv la'atchid l'isher v'lidrosh min Rosh Chodesh b'ruchas ha'Pesach. Because the Shirim Gamliel says you have to darshan from Rosh Chodesh. V'afilu rabbonon lo'y pligi alav. Even rabbonon, the argument from Shloshim Yoyim, rak she magdimim yoyser. They say you can do a little bit earlier. Aval mir Rosh Chodesh ikachiyuv alibe de kule alma midir raisa. Rosh Chodesh you have a chiyuv midir raisa de kule alma. So the Mashmur of HaNesivis, you can argue exactly what he means, but the way I understand them is that Rosh Chodesh starts a bigger chiyuv. Start a bigger chiyuv to dash and hilchus Pesach. Rabban would say there's really started there before. The ikachiyuv, you have a chiyuv, they have a gdim yaisir. But when you start then you have a chiyuv, Rosh Chodesh starts a bigger chiyuv. The way I understand it, if you look at the footnotes over here, in the bottom, he brings the Netziv. The Netziv of the Mechilta says the same thing. He says, V'afilu lechachomim, there are Shimon Gamliel, the wide line over there, Shloi Shimon Fnei HaPesach, Shoyalim V'doish V'chaz HaPesach, even according to Chachomim that you start for 30 days, Mikom Mikom Mer Choshchaitish Yesh La'asoik Yoyser. There is a need to be Yoysek more from Choshchaitish. Okay? That's what the Baal HaNesivis L'chuyim mean, and that's what the Netziv says as well. Meaning, even though Rabbanan say you start darshaning from Shloishim Yoyim, there's a bigger meaning to start from Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? I don't understand that. What's the idea behind it? So, L'chuyim, maybe you can explain it the following way. There's another Shiloh on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us you start darshaning 30 days before, 2 weeks before. That's the Gemara over there. The Gemara in the end of Megillah, the last few lines of the Gemara in the end of Megillah, the Gemara says, the Moshe tikin l'Yisrael, the what? Shidoshim ilchus chag b'chag, Pesach b'Pesach, Atzeres b'Atzeres, and you do all the drushes of the chag b'chag. What Shem Shah means, the Moshe Rabbeinu gave it into darshan ilchus Pesach, when? On Pesach, not before Pesach. Doing Pesach, you have a din, to be lidrush ilchus chag b'chag. So if so, how does that work with the Gemara and Pesachim tells us they have to do it 30 days before? We have two different things. So the Ran says, and all the Rishonim have different answers, but the Ran says, yes, there's two different things. One is that the rabbi has to be ready to answer questions. Shaili Midarshin. You ask questions, the answers, it comes in answers. That's what you do 30 days before. But on Pesach itself, the rav is to get up and give a drasha. It's a new chiyuv. Not enough just to go in and answer questions. You have to do your own drasha. That's what the Ran learns. And the Birsh Shabura, the beginning of Birsh Alech over here, wants to say maybe it's a machleg between the two Shulchan Aruch. If you accept that Ran, you don't accept that Ran. That's one answer. What? How do you fit together the Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Pesachim? But the Birsh Alech brings the Goyim. The reason I'm not saying the Goyim himself, because the Goyim himself, you can understand him a little differently. But the way the Birsh Alech understands the Goyim is when it says in the Gemara, Shalim Vidoshim Chizchag Bechag, doesn't mean you dash in it doing the chak. It means you dash in it as many days you need before. I'm going to read the lashon of the Bira Lacho. Bira Gomish Vav Defash. They ain't a kavanah daf kol yoyim achag levad. You're not talking that that day you do the drasha. Right? Kol yoyim achag val kol zman shemikoydim. Any time you need before. So taking this Vilna Goyim, the way the Bira Lacho explains it, and fitting it together with an asivis, maybe one can suggest the following. The way the Nesivis learns, not everybody agrees in Nesivis. Nesivis is a Chiddush. But the way the Nesivis learns is a following. There is 30 days before the Chag, the Rabban and Dashen, they learn from a call, maybe even a Smachta. You can even take it, how Rabban and learn you have to do 30 days before? Because it happened to be that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he spoke about Pesach Rishon, he mentioned Pesach Sheni. Shulchan Aruch already argues it, and it says, yeah, maybe because they came to ask the question. So he spoke about Pesach Sheni. Not necessarily a solid proof. Rabban and learn, you need to dash 30 days before. When comes Rosh Chodesh, you're elevated to a new dargo, a new level of dash and Yichus Chag. What's that level? That level is maybe what the Goyim suggesting. That's part of the Chag itself. It's not just the Hagdama to the Chag, the preview to the Chag, the 30 days before the Chag, but it's actually an extension of the Chag itself. Yichus Chag b'Chag, says the Goyim, doesn't mean the Chag itself. It means the many days before. When does that day start according to the Nesivis, according to the Nesiv, starts in Rosh Chodesh. I mean, you have a preview to the Chag from Purim. But once you reach Rosh Chodesh, then it elevates to a new level that's really part of the Chag of Pesach. And this fits very much with Havan and Agadot. Brought down, the Maharal speaks about it. During Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's already the beginning of the Geula. The Geula starts in Rosh Chodesh. That's why we read it last week's Pasha. We didn't read it because we weren't in Shuls, unfortunately. But we have that, we read it in home. The Dala Pashias, the Pashas of Chodesh, Chodesh Zalachim Rosh Chodeshim. So there it says, that Pasha tells us that Am Yisrael got their first mitzvah as Am Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the first day, first thing they're getting. And that starts the Gula, the Rebbe Kesher Baruch Hu gives them then the mitzvah to go and take a seh, a few days later, prepare it for Chag HaPesach. The whole Avodah, the whole concept of going out of Mitzrayim begins in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kedua, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day that's when Am Yisrael really becomes a nation. That's where they get the first mitzvah. Am Yisrael starts their process on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Mimele comes out like this. Shloishim Yom Kodem HaChag is the time where usually that's Hagdama, preview to the Chag. But once you reach Rosh Chodesh, that's when you're really starting the Chag itself. The Chag is beginning. And therefore, you have a Avami and the Haggadah, Yochum Rosh Chodesh, could it be that then already start doing Godesh HaPesach? As the Baal HaGadol says, maybe I'll start doing Godesh HaPesach Rosh Chodesh. Says in the Sivis, why? Because already you're extending, you're already starting, that's already part of the Chag. So I would think you start with Rosh Chodesh. Says the Baal HaGadol, no, I have a special pasuk tell you, you have to wait for the day of Pesach. But really, there's a really bigger avim because you're starting the Chag. And then immediately that goes back to the Gemara. So he went back to, what?
What's the difference between a preview and actually part of
Chag? Oh, so what is, according to this, let's get to that. So before we get to that, just to go on back to the Shiloh, so this will come to that answer. So according to that, it goes like this. Rabbanan, tell us, Shloshi Yom Kodem HaChag. But there is another day of 2 weeks. That's what we said. The Achorim asked on the Sugya, how does the Rabbanan will answer Shem Gamliel? The answer is they agree with the Joshua Shem Gamliel. But it's two different things, 30 days before and on the thing itself. It says the Shulchan Aruch Rav asked, so why are we not but to start Shloshi Yom Kodem? Because the answer is, the reason you don't start Shloshi Yom Kodem is because there's it's only like a more of a preview. It's not so much of a requirement. It's more called, or like, you add here a little bit around, Shalom Yadosh, I have a question, answer. But in the minimum, when you have to be Isaac in the Chag, that's a Chiyuv starts with Rosh Chodesh. And in Mele, that's why the Shulchan Aruch, we said that the beginning of the first Siman in Hilchos Pesach starts. Ain't a flea of them because of Chodesh Nisan. He's talking about Chodesh Nisan. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Shoyim Yichas of Pesach, Kodesh Pesach, Shloishim Yoyim. Have to start 30 days before. So maybe according to Nesivis, and then it's a little bit of a dechik to stick it into the Shulchan Aruch. But according to Nesivis, you could say maybe that fits very nice. Meaning, it really is the Iker Din is Chodesh Nisan. That's when it really starts. Really, the Iker Din starts with Chodesh Nisan. But you have a preview to do from Chodesh Adar. But the Iker Chiyuv is Chodesh Nisan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. I'm starting you with Nisan parts. Meaning it's more of a Chiyuv to be Oisek in these halachas. So when we get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now it's not just time that if you have a question, you're trying to fire, starting with Rosh Chodesh, you have a Chiyuv to be Oisek in Hilchis Achak. You have to be Oisek and busy, be busy with Hilchis Achak, because you're already in the time of Pesach. It's not just time. The same way, it's the same din that has to do with the Gemara Megillah, the Doish Hilchis Chag Bechag. It's what it means. When you're in the Chag, you have to be Oisek in the Chag. It's more of a chiyuv than the preview, according to Moshe Meir. It's a specific item they have to do. Right. Maybe it's part of the mitzvah. Also, therefore, you have Lilmur Lamanat last place. When you do Lilmur Lamanat last place, maybe it'll be a little different. I'm not sure. It's a good arrow. If it's a hold in it to be knowing about to do it for Pesach, maybe we'll have a chiyuv as well. I don't know. It's a good shayla. Pasha's not, but I don't know. Yeah. They're part of the mitzvah of Pesach, so they have to prepare for it as well. They have to prepare for it as well or not. I don't know. But that's maybe a way to explain all that. I just want to end with one point, something else. Not to get to this drasha, but we're talking about what does it mean, Yochol Merosh Chodesh. So as I was looking through them for Shai Agoda, what's Yochol Merosh Chodesh? Got to this Nesivis, Yochol Merosh Chodesh, where that's when you have the Iker Chiyu to Dashen and learn. By the way, the Jew, before we go on, just for us, we're going to a Chodesh Nisan, now we have to be Oisek in Yichas Achag. It's one thing everybody can do, even though they're stuck at home, be Oisek in Yichas Achag. But I found the Malbim has another way to say what's Yochol Merosh Chodesh. I say it's because we talk about Yochol Merosh Chodesh, just to add that, to this will end. The Malbim tells that Yochol Merosh Chodesh is the Malbim. We know the Malbim wrote a Sfarim. It's rather than failures. The reason why you wrote all the Sfarim was to fight the Haskalah. Everybody had the new modern ideas and changes they wanted to do to Yiddishkeit. So Malbi, in order to fight it, he wrote all his Pirush on Tanakh was in order to fight the Maskilim that wanted to give a different explanation to the Nach. It says the Malbi, you know what does it mean, Yochol Merosh Chodesh? It says a whole different drasha. Says the child, the Enil Dealish doesn't know too many things. He says, listen, we're more modern today. We're much more advanced. Why should we leave Pesach and Tesfam Nisan? Let's do it a little bit earlier. We should be more progressive. We should start Pesach earlier. That's what it means, Yochol Merosh Chodesh. Yochol Merosh Chodesh means a little bit of a reform type of idea. Let's try to move and change Pesach. Say, no, the Pasuk tells you don't change it. Then the God goes on, Yochol Miboy Doi, maybe we'll start a day earlier. Says, no, it has to be Shash Shemotzah Moriam Yenuchim Lefanecho. This whole Yochol Merosh Chodesh is a counter answer to somebody who wants to change Yiddishkeit and tell them, no, Yiddishkeit stays the way it was for the last 3,000 years. That was a very cute idea of the Malbim, just to end this idea of Yochol Merosh Chodesh. The Seder Rabbi Yisrael. Huh?